Listen, I believe that, you know, like just coming off of Ben of Manim and Yom Tov, some of the people coming from out of town, home and gone. And Ben Shingoyma was one of the shilas that often comes up in these times. Hopefully, all the discussions of Goyma should not be necessary, but I'd like at one further read and sort of share on the subject to say. I'd like to say about Hilchos Pesach. Before you learn it, the lesson Ben Shem gives you a need to have to learn it. So keep learning the Hilchos Halacha of Goyma, and we're going to daven, which we'll need again. So we're going to start as usual, like all of the halachas that we're going to touch on here, we're going to start with the Gemara. The Gemara is the Sugi and Brochus. Omar of Yehuda, Omar Rav. Famous Gemara. Abo Tri Chemoides. Four different classes, four different categories of people have to thank the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in an official way. I stress official way because, of course, you always have to thank the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. But these are four who have to make a brocha, an official brocha to thank the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Yoridei Hayom, first example. Somebody who crosses a sea. Hoilchei Midbarayis, people who walk in the desert. Misho Yechoile Venesrape, somebody who was sick and was healed. And the fourth one, Mi Shehoye Chobush Meveso Asunim, somebody who was imprisoned and has now been released from prison. That's the fourth category of who has to thank the Mishnah. So there are four exact cases. Why is it that it's these four? So let's follow the pastures. These four, because that's what the pasuk says. There is a kosher word team. Right? It's Sukkim and Tehillim. Sukkim and Tehillim, Kapitel Kuf Zayin, which many even physic to say every Arab Shabbos. Also, Hoydu Hashem Kitoy Filo Olam Chasdoy. Those who were redeemed by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, we redeemed them from the enemy, we redeemed them from any tight spot. And there the Pesukim come. Yerdi Ayom Bo'aniyos. People will go down into the Yam in boats. That's the first one. Tov Bamidbar V'Yishima in Dorech. That's the second one. That's where we talk about the Midbar. Then we have people who are sick and Vilim. Derech Pishom Umeyabinaseyam is Anu, people who physically suffer. And Dr. Rashi explains over there that Avinu Derech Pishom Umeyabinaseyam is Anu refers to Cholim. And Yoshe Choshech with Talmudas Asire Oni Ubarzel, people who are tied up in iron, which refers, of course, to prisoners. And in each one of these four situations, the Psukim describe a situation of danger, matter of sakona. Miami there was a storm at sea, and there were high waves. They called out to Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and he saved them. Each one of them, the psukim end off. Yoydu Hashem chafti. They thanked the Rebbeinu Shel Olam for his kindness, and that's the chiyuv v'yido. And therefore, again, as we're concerned, the psukim about these four, and that's the gzeres hakosu that these four situations have to thank the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Simplest way to approach it. And of course, it leaves us with a lot of questions. Because what happens, like a number of these questions were posed over here, in all the situations, which are not exactly these four situations, first thing you have to address, what happens if somebody was saved from a car accident, a person was saved from an armed robbery, a person was saved from a fire, or somebody went on a flight. There's not here, literally any of these four over here. So, it would seem that if the Gemara says that these are the four situations, the one has to bench Gemal, none of the others do you have to? Truth is, the series is, like it brings. They should test, that's what everything is tonight, by the way. They should test. Whatever we say tonight is in Simon Reishu test. That's what everything is. So, the series brings from Abu Dram, from Ben Gershom, from other Yishayim, that Gemal is Taka. Only in these exact four situations. Especially, first of all, you see that the Torah in these sukkim, Rechem Torah, counts out four exact situations, and especially if you pay attention to the Akadomas of the Chumash, it's Arvo Tzirichim Lohoidus. Four has to thank. Machmashma, Nadiyuk, four, and not more than four. Four and not five and not ten or anything else. If there was no number there, you could count it yourself anyway. Count how many there are. When it says Arvo, also in the Medayik, Nishtmer, not more than those four, and that's what these Yishrenim Taka understand Shal. So that's one tzad in the Yishrenim, which is brought in the Beit Yisrael. And the Beit Yisrael brings another tzad, also, from other Yishrenim, most prominently the Rivosh, and his Chuvus, where the Rivosh says as follows, Lehutzrichu hadalid bakosu. These four did not have to be specified in the Pasuk. They were used as an example. Most people, these are the situations that most people will come across. You start thinking what that means when he tells you that most people are going to go through these four. So some of them, it's posher than the old days, was very different. Right? You start thinking, there's no way to get anywhere in the old days except going through, going over the ocean. And going through Mudboris, you have to be misparnished, you have to be all over the place, as we'll see. Sickness, they were so often, especially in the old days, sickness was rampant. And then you start thinking about prison. Because everybody's going to go to prison. What it used to be like in the old days. And there was no control over this. It was a person lost completely of any semblance of autonomy, freedom, independence of any way. And this is what everybody's going to go through. Therefore, that's why it's always Gerechimta. The Kol Shekein Dr. Yivosh. These four, he says, are not claimed compared to what other things that some people go through with these four, but that's the regular. Kol shekein anasali nes and nitzumi misa atzmo. Plain death that somebody was saved by the nes. Chavadim. Sharei kol molo vroch acheres levoreich. Yeah? Kishi yavro igva mokim ahu bo shosni nos mokim azeh. He says, if we see that Chazal say, that every time this person passes by that same place, he has to make a bracha a year later, and 2 years later, and 10 years later, and 20 years later. Kol shkein, shemiyachin itzotach lohidus. He says, you see such a bracha, what's also in the mess? So, what do you think? You shouldn't thank your bracha right then? If your life was saved, the chabadah. Kol shkein, he says. So again, the reverse of the approach is, the four are only examples. Because, again, as we saw, those were the regular cases in those days, with Boris, not the Shaila. Boris is a tremendous, tremendous sakona. For many reasons, the desert was a very, very dangerous place to be in. First of all, as far as the desert itself, and the climate, and the lack of food or drink there at all, and then whatever roamed around over there, in these lawless wildernesses. The Yam, the Shrek, all these places. Mishnah and Kedushin. The Mishnah says in Kedushin, after days, then in Kedushin, states, Hagamolin Rubom Shade. Camel drivers, most of them are upright people. Hasaponim Rubom Chasidim. Yeah? That's the only people the Gaza Chasidim. Hasaponim Rubom Chasidim, most of them are the Flimshus of them, most of the Gishan. So Tashi, Hagamolim, Shaporshim Lamed Boris, them claim to do the highest the listim. The Yireim Lamashom, the Shabbat Libo Lamoker. They break their hearts to their bones because they know they're in danger. That's upon him, Shepurshim and McClaim Sakono on the seas. They told me they were on the Yosef Nagamon. That's what even begins to think. Yeah. This is a famous statement. No atheists in a foxhole. Right? In other words, the people who go through danger, they have to be in a steady relationship with their bones a little. It's usually the upstanding people. Well, the same thing. In those days, forget it. Not loved asking that it was only that the three of us. Obviously, the other Yishayim don't understand that the Pshat is that in the fact you see that the Brocha Bosh also in the last welcome as there's a Raya, they have to mention going all the time. This is his Brocha, that's that Brocha. These four things is it Takona of Bichas Akremo. The other Nishma have their own Brocha. The Mishnah spoke them with cloth, two different things. That's how the other issue. The Taz goes a step further. He says, more of the Yivosh. The Yivosh says, these four are some of the examples, and there's other examples. Taz says, not everything. Taz says, it's not other examples. Everything is in there. Those four really are headings. And any kind of sakona or ness in the world could go under one of the headings. So look at that. The kol sakona is nichlalu v'hoilchei midbar dinochei de gemara. Yeah? Which means the sakona of midbar and of all of these different drachim that people traveled in those days includes all different kinds of sakonas. For example, shteitzach. What happened in a midbar? A person gets dehydrated, shalom peace, and the person goes lost and he's dead. Right? So going lost, getting sick, getting dehydrated, everything was in the midbar. The mele, heat stroke, whatever it is, oivreyamim has a lot of these things, the seasickness and drowning and choking and whatever is Muslim. Yeah, and pirates of whatever. So the mele, one way or the other, it's called the I'm not sure the loss of the Taz I just read out. He says kol sakonas nichlu b'hoilchei midbar dinochei de gemara. Whether he means hoilchei midbar v'chulu, whether he means hoilchei midbar mamish on its own, which the shaila is why would he have to limit himself after hoilchei midbar? It's four things. There, one pastor. Kachmir, I tried to look on in the mafalshei ataz. I didn't find anybody who addresses what he exactly means. But at least the way I'm understanding is that when he says hoilchei midbar, he picks on one of them, but he means all of them. He says everything is nichlu on order. So one way or another, what we have here is. We have the Shitas HaRivosh, the Siosoi, who hold either Epshatid that these are only examples and all the others are just as good, or like the Taz says, all the other examples are in there, but even Halacha L'Maisa, according to them, according to this Shita, would be, no matter what the Sakona is, the Goyim will be the same thing. But no, it's on the Shaila Bam, okay, so the Taz says that everything is included over there. No, what about the car accident? Is that included over there? Can I explain what they said? Mezuchtiva from the Avarim. They asked Avarim, after Pshat, in today's days, if somebody says, Tzilas HaDerech, and he says, you should say this in Kolmei Chayis Reis HaDerech. Where do we have that today? Our roads are not full of Chayis Reis. Where do you see lions and tigers roaming along the roads? He says. He said,
Road rage.
Oh, that's what he said. He said truck driver. That's what he said. Yeah. The road rage. He has his car, you have yours. When it's a truck driver, it's just whenever I go by a truck driver, I tell my kids, what's the sound of that rumbling that you hear over there on the side of the road? That's the sound of somebody who's afraid to get too close to a truck. Come on. Herman said, truck drivers, that's Shteitzach. Everybody always says also that sound of that. It's deer on the road, which are also chayes, but the truth is, in this situation, they are chayes. They could cause a lot of trouble, chas v'sholem. So when they write all of these things on nichlal the ketaz in those things. So we have 2 days here in the Yishayim. This is basically what we're really based on. These are the Yishayim, basically, of the sugi of Goymo. Is this machlek is Yishayim? The guy with Goymo, either, when we say four, it means four. And outside of these four, there's no goyim. Like we said, how many Yishayim hold like that? Rabbi Zam, Rabbi Nogesh, and hold. That changed the Rivosh. Any Atolos and Sakon is all included over there. Halacha, interestingly enough, the Shulchan Aruch, the Agai said, he brings both, right? And he comes to Shulchan, he also does the end of Takedeshia test and Sif test. He brings both days. But he paskins the Fizuch. Lamaisa, he says, you can't take on to bench Goymo in anything other than these four, he says. And he says, first he brings, Hani Arbo, Lav Dafka, Hu Adin, Lamishanaf, Lainas, Chulu Bechulu. Brings that day. V'yesho Imrim, normally this Yesho Imrim, following the Koli Apsak, he brought it as a stam, Ba'achach Yesho Imrim, which normally, you know, you don't follow Yesho Imrim, but he says, V'yesho Imrim, She'im Bochan, Agrim, Hani Arbo, the type of brach will ask for Hashem Malchus. We can't make a brach of Hashem Malchus on anything besides these four. As they zok the Mahaba, and this is the minhag of the day of the Sabbath. This is the way they follow. And anything outside, they're very broad on these four, but outside of these four, they won't go outside these four. Not going to make a grammar on anything else besides these four things. As they paskim, the Chidon, the Kiyosif, the Benishchai, the Kapachayim. There's no going over any other sakonis. As they, that's the psak that the Sabbath. From a Kabul from the Mahabah. But, and what's interesting is, there are more of them doesn't argue, But the Tazan, the Mogen Avraham on the spot brings that the meaning of Oilam, which obviously is the meaning of the Oilam that they know, is yes in every Hatzolos and Sakona to make the Ben Goimel, the Paskin, the Tazan, the Mogen Avraham, the Avi Rabbe, the Bach. You say that these four things are Avdaske, any Hatzolos and Sakona, one has the Chiyuv to Ben Goimel, and the Eliyahu Kretos of Hochi Mestavro, which means I'll be Svora, if we're not going to approach this day, it's a Kosovo Dik. If you're going to follow Svora, there shouldn't be any difference between what was the cause of the danger to one's life, only that there was a danger. What's the difference? What the danger is, shouldn't be any difference. So this is Zokt El Yiraba, and Mishnah Brura Paskat Azoy, and also ends up saying, V'chein Mestader, but that's the Svora, and again, it looks like this Psak of those Yishrenim, of the Yivosh and of the Ashkenazim, the meaning that follows it, is following Svoya, not, you know, how you would be Medayik from the Sukkim of the Gemara, rather, Eipriyesh Poim Mokim L'chalik. How could you be Mechalik between these different situations, or Chashulchim Paschim Azoy Halacha L'maisa, and that is Halacha L'maisa for Ashkenazi Jewry, is that to us, there's almost Terem of Islam and Isdasma, but L'maisa, the four are not Daska. They are only examples as far as we're concerned, and the others are all the same. However, we'll soon see that although that's the case, there is a difference. But let's leave that for a second. Now, first, I want to add another range of Kukkim. We spoke about the fact that these four situations are four situations which are all to terrible danger. All of these four situations which were situations which definitely lead themselves and lend themselves to terrible danger. What happens though, and here's an important question, what happens though if somebody went in one of these places, let's say went on the Yam, and Lamaisa Geret, nothing at all happens. Yeah? Nothing happens. There was no stormy weather, there were no pirates, there were no issues going on Gisham. First one to the Mizbor, smooth sailing from his office. He goes through, nothing happens. There was no issue at all. Does he have to make a bracha or not? Oh, so, okay, good kizak. But let's first try with that, okay. In the Pesukim, if we want to take the Pesukim, what does it say? Vayitzak ol Hashem basar lohem. There was a trouble there, it seems, from the simple reading of the Pesuk. But in the Hanami, Zevi Rabbi Avraham Zof. The truth is, the smaller goes for cat. When a person goes through a mocking of sakona atzuma, where anything could happen, and Baruch Hashem, nothing happens, then he's has to make a bracha. Why? Others in this exact situation that he went through here suffer and find themselves in danger, and he did not find himself in danger, also suffer, which is why he looked at the stickle of Shein Adiyat, Rashi and Tehillim. What he is describing, the four things he says when he speaks about the Midbar, he says Shari Pa'omim Shem Toyim Ure'evim Utsmei. The word Pa'omim over there is a tremendous deal. Sometimes Shem Toyim Ure'evim Utsmei, the Mashmois of Rashi is, in a Chanam it's not always so, but you're always going to thank. And therefore all of them have to thank, and even in such a case where one went through such a situation and a location and didn't have any issues at all. The truth is, the Meiri brings in brachas a daya that you don't have to make the bracha unless there was a lamaisa de kishverkeit. And if there was no lamaisa de kishverkeit, you don't have to make any bracha. And then brengta. Now that daya, like I said, chayir is the bait on this diuk in the posik. Batar lohem. So it wasn't batar lohem. They didn't call out to everybody in Shalem. There wasn't any time of fear of direct danger. But the Meiri himself brings it down and then he says, even though Tak, if you just look at the Psukim, this is what you are probably going to conclude. I disagree. The person who got sick but didn't become deathly ill to the point where he saw that his mamish finished. Rather, Baruch Hashem, the sickness went in a better direction, although it could have gone in the right direction, makes the bracha. Why? Kol haderech l'cheska sakona. That's what theoretically should happen, he says. The kol hachayli b'cheska sakona, v'hodin l'kol halichas yam. These are all situations which built in and of themselves, these are situations of danger. If you take a head of siyata d'shmaya, to go to a place where so many people find themselves, rahmona l'tzlan, in the worst situation, and you, Baruch Hashem, didn't find yourself that way, so you're going to thank the Baruch Hashem less. I was sabbatala. Sabbatala. The pshat is, and this is important, what's being expressed and described here is that these are places where this is what happens. This is the shmonk. This is the way that it works in the world. Matalem, yeah, this person was an exception, but that's the way that the situation is in these situations. And therefore, if somebody was nitzel from it, and is nitzel from a place where it's matalem, it's called some matalem, is not a pasuk that tells of a story that won't happen to somebody. It's a story, it's a story. If you had this story, and your story, if it's run in a different direction than everyone else's story, but it's a mocking sakono be'etzem, then definitely there's grounds to thank the Rebbe Shem. The Rebbe asks, and this is very important, Shaloi Nemru, this is a halacha l'maisos that we have to pay shark attention. Loi Nemru elu befrat, elu sha'afopi shaloi iya lohem sakono in these four cases, tzricha lohoidois, hoyel v'hadovor mosui lehistakin. Aber kol she'ira lo istakonu v'nitzul mimeno. The whole domen tzorech life. Yeah. This is the chilek that we're looking at. Look to me. In these four, there are an exception. You know why they're an exception? They're an exception because we don't have to look what happened to Lamaisa to this individual in these four cases. In these four cases, no matter what happened to Lamaisa to this individual, it has to bench ground. In other cases, if something happened, there's also an answer that. So here we find a difference according to this reading. So in the Hanami, we Ashkenazim follow the day that says, the four are only an example, but those four that are only an example are used as an example for a reason. As far as benching Goymol, as far as anger, Shaykhus of Goymol, Shaykhus of Goymol, Shaykhus of Goymol. And that is not Ashkenazim between this four and anything else. But there is a tremendous afkimit in this one and everything else. Because although these are two shtel of the Birchas Goymel, that's Mischayiv in these four places, everywhere else where there's a sakana, but the miyuchah that there is in these four cases is that even if you did not experience a sakana, these places are considered to be mekoymus of sakana be'etzem, and therefore no matter what this person experienced, in those places he's going to have to bench Goymel. Pass through? Yes, bench Goymel. Pass through any such situation? Bench Goymel. Everything else? That the Dan Zan called Mikhail Gufa. But we're not going to go, of course, these Yishayim, we're not going to agree with those other Yishayim who said these four Vesulayim. Not Vesulayim. It's like everywhere. Shall we see what happens? What about these four? These four state and positive. It's a state and positive, Taiches. That's the Chiyav of its own. Just the fact that one went through there is already a Machayev to bench crack. And the truth is, this Yisoyt, that even when nothing actually happened, at least in those four cases, one should bench Goymel. Chayim Madrik in the Shulchan Aruch. It's Madrik. More maybe from what he was mashmit than what he says. But if you look inside the Sifin Shulchan Aruch, and I'm sure everyone's going to look at the Ve'if, first Sifin Rishon Tef, take a look at the Sif over there. Sotim Olay Pirish. He doesn't discuss, and this happened, and that happened. He doesn't say, Yerdi Ayom V'komol Nachshay L'Tayvori. He doesn't say what? Yerdi Ayom V'chim Igboris. He makes no conditions at all as to what would be Goyim the need to bench Goyim, and therefore the pashtus of Shulchan Aruch is that the etzem alicha b'midbar and etzem yude b'yam v'chulu is mechayiv in and of itself, absent any other conditions. Very complex stuff. She says, I just happened to see somebody sent me, for whatever reason, he sent me a. I don't even know why he sent it to me. This is the middle that I was going. When I first looked at it, I didn't even know I was saying Sharon Goymel. But he said to me, I should day before the next day, Sam Sharon Goymel, I was with the man, this Maitre, he sent me, he's eating Yishalayim, I'm not the same with the Choshere, Oyvid Hashem in Yishalayim, people have heard of him. Anyway, he came into Shul, and one morning after Shachas, he took out Lekach and Bromfen in Shul. And the Oyvid asked him, what happened? What was his height? So he said that he got hit by a car, And he, Baruch Hashem, wasn't Nezik, so he's selling tikkun. And so, Ta'idah, a week passes, and after Shabbat, he comes and puts down the Lakhim and opens another table. So, what happened now? He says, I want the net by a Hagapon, if he was even on this thing, that, you know, if you ask me, Moida, when you are hit by a car, you know, that's my design, and you're not hit by a car. Rather, if you do also have Shach, somebody once came in and said to him that he had a girl, and he said, I get my hair back, keep this all. That was a loss. Get my hair, keep this all. What he said, at the start of the course, he didn't know if a Shach minute was yet to make a kiddush or not, so he didn't want to make too much out of it, but I'm not kiddush. So Shach said, I think he's machal, kiddush. I want that kiddush. He said, if you would have not had any kids for 10 years, then you would have had a kid now. I said, I'm not kiddush. So the person saved you from 10 years and so forth. I'm not kiddush. That's your fact. I said, no, the Shach was saying the same, you saw it. Shach said, I'm not kiddush. Less of anger, where is that? Well, they couldn't test. Maram Chagiz, Moshe Chagiz, lived in Yerushalayim, took Shapoyot Tzadik, over 300 years ago, Yerushalayim. He was a big Kabbalah of Yerushalayim, place in Yerushalayim, a street in the Geula named for him. Not far from where I went in Yeshiva. Shaita Azay, Adarav, Yesh Lahovin Lechaf Be Hashem, Sheheikul Me'olov Zamoy, Sheloi Higi Alidei Kach. והן הן גדולי סול וחסול במזמורך כפולות ומכופלות. לא כפולות ומכופלות. Not only you were saved, you were saved without even realizing that you were saved. That's a simple way that you made it for you. ורואי לו אלוהי דשיר כפול ומכופל חסול ושגרום אלוהי השם מזמורך. זה שתהן כפולי. מי חוכם יאם זו. The pasuk that it ends off in that capital. מי חוכם וישמור אלה ויזבוינו חס בישם. What does he say? He's redacting the pasuk. He says, an open ass that happens, and you say, you don't have to be chochem for that. He's bainin' him, Rafa Shazayfo is bainin' that. Fakat, you see, even the passage, sometimes the Hidol is not coming because you're a chochem and the Sveshtana. You understood even more that solo without having the problem in the first place. Bi'aloche, asking the page, beginning of the Rishon Tzitzis, v'da'oi, the poshut, the lekula alma. Lekula alma meaning, whether you hold a gizi shen or a gizi shen, bein bayam, bein bamidbar, mevorchen afilu loikoro loishum sakona. Keep going. Sheovar hayom v'lo yhoyo shum ruach so'oro, okay, gavna. Oyolach bamidbar v'lo yitova derech, v'lo yichoso lo yimayim, okay, gavna. Afilu hochi tekinu rabbono mevorich. Rabbono mevorich, rabbono mevorich. Anyway, in these cases, afa gadu v'krok siv tov bamidbar v'shim and darech, Lav dafka shakoro loy alikim shakoro loy likreis mikrim kaela. Since it is a place where these things tend to happen, torich lo iduye shenitzel mizah. In other words, again, this is a mocking mesukah. Actually, in the Tzela Chochm, to the Tzela Chochm, the Tal Shtern, all the brothers of the Betzina, bringing the yukah from a Rosh and from a Beis Yosef. Even in a case where a person went through a mocking takana and did not come across anything in particular that scared him. Okay, but what's a megalanta? This is all true in these four cases, which interestingly, the Shulchan Aruch, the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch, on the Saman the Rosh HaTevis, it's like, it's not something that you commonly find. They make the Rosh HaTevis out of the four of those things. It is a Kila Chayim, Yadu Chosela. What's Chayim? Chavush? Yisurim, Yam, Midbar. He breaks it down into these four. So these are in these four cases. In these four cases, a person must bench Goyim no matter what did or didn't happen. What about the other cases? If we talk in Amon, like it says in the Shulchan Aruch, at the end of the Siman, Hani Arbo Lav Dafke, who are the only Mishnah Asa Leines, our Ashkenazi Shemini. So that's called person Achmona found went through a serious accident. And he came out of it. What happened is he was walking in the street and he was driving and two cars collided. The car got a little bit of the damage on it, but he wasn't in Sakona. Does he also have to be in Remoida when there was no Sakona that he actually saw? Let's see somebody is attacked by a robber. Balamaisa, he finds out that there never was any danger. The guy was really a water gun, it was a toy, whatever it was. There was no psychology. He thought there was, but there wasn't. So in that case, no. He doesn't have to bench Goyimel at all. Outside of those four, as we saw in the Meiri very clearly, the Tzirich Lavorich is that when there is a sakana, even in other cases, it's Michlal in those four, which are Be'etem, not only sakana. So when something happens that is a sakana in other ways, that brings it into the cases which are Be'etem, not only sakana. But let's say there is an accident which is B'chonish Chayich B'chonish to sakana at all, well, it's not included in these things, Matzoli Sakon at all, there's no business that going on. The emphasis is, if you take a look at the what the Shulchan Aruch Taka says, and you look at the examples, as we'll see, it's talking about very serious cases of danger. Shulchan Aruch, even in the data that he brings from the Rishonim, and he says, not only these four, other cases also, Shulchan Aruch brings cases which are very clear and immediate present danger. And therefore, Tafayiskim Al-Khayr Lefizah, then when it's a master of Chayim, those four, not a master of Chayim. If not, you have to check each case. How much of a sakana was a taka? What taka is sakana? Let's look at the Ritzin Rovan for a day. Specific reason, which we'll get into later, but meanwhile, at the Mishnah Rangavosan, taka is what? He says, if you look in the Gemara, in Brochus, states, Mofel Ale Gamal Apritza. That's the example the Gemara brings, a mice, you want to bring the mice over there. Mofel Ale Gamal Apritza. There's a Nabach. There was a man camel, went crazy, the sugar, yeah, and it attacked him to kill him. So this is a real serious fear of death. There were no holds barred in the zark. There was nothing that could have stopped this thing. Same thing goes to the serape. It has to be taka case, which is a serious sakana. All of the gemoys in the Shulchan Aruch are taka like that. Aryeh states over there. I heard today the Shem of Moshe, again we looked for it but didn't find, I don't know exactly where it is, but the Rebbe had the Shem of Moshe, that if somebody lost control of his car, somebody just asked me just slightly on Friday night, somebody lost control of his car, well the mice and nothing happened. He didn't crash. But he thought he might crash. That's not good enough. Not good enough for Agoyimel. Agoyimel is a fish, yeah? Crash money to Agoyimel. But if there was a crash, so like the Debatina put it to me, he says if there's a crash in the city streets, people are driving 20, 30 miles an hour, and nothing serious happened, he wouldn't say to bunch of them in such a case. But on a highway where people are driving 60, 70, 80, come on, we're fine. There's whopping in such crashes. And therefore, in such a case, one would have to bench Gremel. The Moshe says also, if Taka, an armed robber, threatened somebody, not whopping right now, that just happened in California. Right after the continued davening, and everybody benched Goyimel, and that was Taka. But for today, people were in a room where there was an active large shooter, and they were saved, their lives were saved. Avada? They asked him, what happens if, like the Vatina told me, that somebody wants to ask his father, so he's walking by a building site, and a brick fell down from a high floor right near him. It just missed him. So it even scratched his nose. But the Vatina told him not to bench Goyimel. He said, what could have happened, or what almost happened, not good enough. A lot of times people feel like, full-faced. 2 weeks earlier, I was in that exact spot. Imagine if it could have happened at that time. Right? So those of Meneva, everybody knows this. I don't know, I heard it from a dozen people who ever thought of a thing on Google. Said, you know the boss of Misha Bich? And Misha Bich used to say, he would have another person nodding over there. Misha Bich said, he came and said he was nipple from a shrekuch ha-sakonah. What happened? He said his pants were hanging on the laundry line and they fell off. And if he would have been in his pants when it fell off the laundry line, who knows what could have happened to him? This is what he used to answer to people who said, what could have, what should have, what would have.
So the case of the car, you got into out of control, you were in oncoming lanes, but there happened to be no one there. So you were in the, so that's in that same gather, right? Because whether there's a car there or not, the fact that there wasn't a car there, there's no...
That's dead together, because that's the pshat. And that would have been exactly the case of Hilchim and Boris, where the mice and nothing ended up happening. Except that would have been Hilchim and Boris, and it's not Hilchim and Boris. In other words, this is exactly enough to mean a chas between those two. And those four, the fact that nothing happened, we say, well, it should have happened. And because that's what the Etzem place is. Anything else that we shtel to, has to shtel to something that actually was a takana. That's something that would have been a takana had the circumstances been different. Again, in the Midbar, we do say, had the circumstances been different, it would have been a takana adapt enough to make the, because it's not a regular shtel. But anything else, had the circumstances been different, is not a reason enough to make the takana.
If somebody is near to Israel and the Iron Dome intercepts the missile over them.
Also a good example.
They make a break. Same
example? No?
No.
No? What would have happened, again, we're soon going to see, and on those four, we're going to have an exact comparison to what you just said, and it is going to be better, but not on this. And so again, we're sharpening here this point of the Nafka Mina between those four and everything else. This is exactly where it's at. Those four cases, should have, could have, would have, is exactly a good enough reason to make that bet. Those four. Any other case, should have, could have, would have, is Eino Min HaMinyan. Right? Almost doesn't count, like they say. As you know. And if it was Be'etim Ma'atim Takana, one was saved from it, then one absolutely does Mensh Goyimah. Again, same thing happens. If somebody had surgery, and they happened to be scared to death, but well, the there wasn't Be'etim anything to be scared about in particular, it wasn't anything that was life-threatening, there's no Goyimah on that. Goyimah is on something that was life-threatening. It wasn't life-threatening, it's all people, the person. So it should never happen. The person had a heart attack. People die by twice on heart attacks, and if he was saved, so he was an Amazon Matsum Sakana. But if somebody had, like the Christina told me, had a hernia surgery for a hernia, he says he fully sympathizes, but sorry, there's no Bemo on that. There's a nice Macholyoim, and that's not something to mention.
What's the difference with a car accident, like a real bad car accident, but it took a long time? Eventually, he got better. Like eventually, like he was hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, he could have been killed, but he was in the hospital for a long time. And eventually, got better.
Okay.
So would he make better family?
Absolutely. 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 That's chilul in a sirape. That's. But again, in that case, only when it's over, time. When it's over, when everybody's gesund and stark again, that's a good time to talk about shdem. But again, you're talking about a case where Hain, the matziv itself, was a shekel for sakana, right? What happened? Yeah. And then he was also a chaylev in a sarape. And in an oif, okay, so chaylev in a sarape, if he was chaylev in a sarape in an oif that was life-threatening on its own, because he tackles this thing life-threatening injuries, so that's a mazundere cause of its own. If it was outside, the fact that he's in a serious accident, which could have actually killed somebody, was something of obvious to mention it. Yeah. Okay, so this brings us to one of the central questions which everyone talks about when it comes to Gaimola, which is going to be our central issue today also. A person is in a plane. You take a plane trip. What's the most common gomel that we hear? Baruch Hashem, there's a lot of them, more than any other gomel. But the most common gomel that one hears is somebody who took a plane trip. But let's think about this now. Somebody was on a plane, there's a lot of them, today was a shekel, a nice little plane. But, and it was on the ground, rather, not even in the air. But let's say a person was in a plane, he flew overseas, but nothing in particular happened at all. Which Baruch Hashem, in almost every case, is how it is. Right? No shvarikai, and everything was fine, even the turbulence wasn't too terrible. And now, okay, so if there was a psychonomy which had this, shock is nothing. It's called an other psychonomy. But if not, the emissary is tzarechim, what psychic of child? Why one should have to bench Goyim in such a case, according to the column we have gone through up until this point, it's not one of the four L'chayre, and therefore, if there was no particular thing that went on, why should you have to bench Goyim? Now, truth is, there's all kinds of amidas that are set over, Satmarov, the Stifler, they said that Chazal would have asked people to drive in cars because of how dangerous they are. Kleinsen Megarov would say that you should bench Goyim after you come out of a car. Of course, he didn't mean it literally, but again, they spoke about the danger of cars, and the truth is, statistically, it's a fact. It's a fact. Much more people, there's a lot of people, are killed in cars than in planes. I'll tell you this. It's much more dangerous to drive a car than a plane. Planes, usually, when things are as they usually should be, are thousands of feet away from any other plane. They usually don't get near each other, and it's all fine. As long as everything works out normally, cars, you're flying 80 miles an hour down the road, cars flying on all sides, 80 miles an hour. In fact, that's when you're looking, Baruch Hashem, not more tragedies there than there are. Real mess?
So, Yod Yam,
This is what we're going to have to go for right now. That's a statement. That's one direction to take right now. So Menachem Yitzchak brings from an old kovetz called Teil Talpir, which came out in, I don't know, from Tofer Shmems, I think, it's all about Tofer Shin. It was only around for a bunch of decades, it was coming out. So it brings from one that came out in Tofer Shmems Dalit, that he says that to go on a plane, the worst sakana, how can you not bench Goyimel for going on a plane? Like I said, it was written 85 years ago, and at that time, back if somebody to take a plane ride 85 years ago, it was an unheard of type of sakana. But again, according to our statistics today, why should one make a Goyimel on a plane ride? And therefore, many poskim hold not to bench Goyimel on a plane these days at all, unless there are specific circumstances which make it into an exception and make it into a clear danger beyond the etzem plane trip on its own. I'll just state, first of all, Chelkis Yankiv Avraish, Rav of Tzirich, Reis of Bizman Hazer, there normally is no matter of sakana in a plane ride, and there's no need to bench Goyimel. And the truth is, he says he has a raya. Raya is, what's the answer to take a plane ride? Say to him, you're a day, you're in Kufta Zayin, and then the Chesh Rish, but he says, no, put your thumb into the Zakona, person get Marcus Marzus, he's very going to smart him. So Baal is a raya, then it's not dangerous to go on a plane, because otherwise you wouldn't go there. Yeah, there's a, the truth is, he's a chocha. Exactly. He's a chocha, he's a power.
35 years ago, the airline industry, the manufacturers, they took on head-on the issues that they're having with accidents. And since that time, with processes and procedures they put in place, it's really a totally different event in flying than it was prior to that. The accident happened in the early 80s, and there were significant accidents back in the early 80s. And I myself was in a couple very close calls back then, literally playing almost on the side. It was a skill of the pilot that brought that plane safely out of it. They said, we have totally changed how we address it.
Oh.
And the industry totally changed from that.
Right. So from whatever went on before 35 years ago, we can't bring you the proof of today. Right? So that's basically what we're saying on that. What is it, Javier?
Yeah.
But again, the chokh of Rav Reish is to tell us. He's saying, why would you move to the go on a plane? So tell me, so why are you allowed to go on a yamu in a midbar? And over there, Chazal was saying, favor is the sakana. Salamai. That's the time. Okay, Damon says, okay, let's get to what he's saying. Damon says, maybe we hear the sakana. Ask that kasha. Maybe that's the kasha. Maybe he says, hack, what's that? Did he go on a yam? What's that? Did he go on a midbar? Say, select him, maybe hear what happened? He goes into. The Emes says his tshuva is written to an interesting situation. There was a certain Yiddish gevir, and he wanted to go out on a hunt. He wanted to go hunting, and he wrote a shaila to the Yehuda. Can't use him to go hunting. Let's do that. He first goes into Sadol Chaim and he's matir, and he goes into Maltashkes and he's matir, and at the end he says he asks him, why? When he shmaras him, he says you're going into a place where there's wild animals. You can't go to a place where there's wild animals. Which life is nothing. And then he adds, this kasha, what about Yerid Yom and Hochem and Boris? And he says, that's it. So the tenet is that Yerid Yom and Hochem and Boris is no choice because of Parnassa. And therefore, there's a state, Elov Noitei Efnafshe, it's a possibility. Elov Noitei Efnafshe, certain amount of sakona a person is allowed to bring himself into, even in such cases. The truth is, it's a Darki Tshuva also, Kufta Zayin over there, what he's bringing, where he says that it's also going to sakona. So he brings the Tshuva Shem Aryeh, who says as follows. The Daf. The Af B'dvorim Sheyesh B'em Sakona. The Kolmokim B'dorashu Min Hogri Shal Oilom V'derech Echem Ein Lochosh. What's normal for people to do, you can't ask anybody to do things that are normal. Shani Arvo Asrichim L'Hoidois U'Beiz Me'em Hoilchim M'dvorim V'Hoilchim Yamin Hei Dikim B'em Sakona. Und wir kommen auch kein Mutterle frisch mit Schwinnen, weil er ist mal nicht immer. Da viele wie Amazon und Mutterle hat es sozusagen. And he doesn't only make a point of saying this, he'll say fun also, by the way. And that's the answer of Chayyah to the Taino of the Chalukas Yankim, where he says, all the ones who wouldn't be allowed to go, always would be allowed to go. Whatever's normal is normal. And a person is allowed to act normal, what regular normal people do in this world. Okay, so there's no hechrech mitzadech l'takya, that raya, exactly, whatever it is. As I pass into halacha l'maisa, that there's no gemel on flying on a plane. And so that's what I'm right? The way we're learning pshat over here, l'chaya, havos, if nothing happened, why should one tell a chochma of a talus shtem? He brings that belzer off. Kind of the Chabad Belzer, and this becomes the beginning of a massive tumus in the basin. And these Belzer all told him that because there's no real sakona anymore on planes, and this is more than 35 years ago, he says today we do not bench Gremel on a plane ride, and that is the minik to this day in Belz. There's a lot of masumat when the police came on the road with Belzer over. They do have the Gremel with Kaddish Autumn, and everybody took everything he said very seriously. And his whole masumat in the place came, why did he say what he says? Because he doesn't have a say from Shuvit. It's only Pia Shmuel, but it's very clear in Pia Shmuel, and many people heard it from him. David Tzina Rav brings the Belzer Rav. First he writes that, I said this thing over here in the past, he says the reason that he said, the Belzer Rav said not to Dan Gremel, is because he didn't want to be Machzik to Nesias or Sakana. And he brings it to Skver Rebbe's Zayn of Rache, in his place in Skver, Monty. He said not to make Filos HaDerech when he's coming from New York to Skver, because he also didn't want to be Machzik Derech L'Sakona. But so to the Rebetzina, no, La'alocha though, that's not a title of La'alocha, he says, Hashanah Svor, that's not a title of La'alocha, that's not in the Kabbalah. At the end he says it's not the reason, he says the reason is that the only time that you bench Gremel, when there was no particular mixture, was in those four, and this is not one of those four. Those four, you do without it. And anything else, there has to be a sakona mamoshes, which a person was saved from. It's not the case of a flame rod. That's the reason why the Belzer Rav, he says. He says, not the bench demo, as I fear it is the Debrecina shot in the Belzer Rav. They bring from the Brisker Rav, also, Bavon David Horvitz, he was the Strasburger Rav. He was the Chover Bezner of the Eilach Redis. So he brings in his chuvas that he met up with the Brisker Rav in Switzerland. And he talked to him and learning, and one of the things he asked him was, he asked the Brisker Rav, what's the halacha? Does one have to bench Gremel on a plane ride? So the Brisker Rav answered in a true Brisker fashion. He said, Ich bin nicht kempeisig. No, I'm not going to pass you. But I'll just tell you that I just came from a soul this week, and I didn't.
He did not
bench Gremel. And the Briskers, again, for that reason, to this day, the Briskers do not bench Gremel on an airplane. So I said the Belzers and the Briskers, okay? Shabina Rav, ask him not to bench Gremel. It's not a Moses Takoni, he says. It's not from the original four. And if it's not the original four, there needs to be a close Takoni, and there's not. As I talk to Shabina Rav, write a Begidim over here. Mishposit, yeah? If the stunt is, and this is something interesting. Avai, Tzavich HaTzitzchot, he takes the Belzer Rav, he also discusses the Belzer Rav. It's all over the place. What did the Belzer Rav say, and what did he mean? He says he takes it the opposite way. He says, the reason why you don't bench Gremel, he's like a head. Not because it's not enough of a Zakona, but because it's too much of a Zakona, he says. That's shot. He says that. He says, going on a boat is all the time. Going on a plane? You can't make a brocha, shame of Malchus, when you go into such a big Zakona. Why? Brings the Mazik brocha in the Chidah. This is a fascinating story of the time. The Chidah, Mazik brocha, brings an argument between his father and between the Yid, Rebbe Lezer Nochem. Rebbe Lezer Nochem was the Rishon Lezion, Seif Yomim. It was Gor Choshev, his father's place. What happened? There was a dream. The Mazik there was a dream. The Shaila about the Kohen Gadol. I put it on here. Did the Kohen Gadol make a bracha of Agoyimu with taste of Yisholim and Akeit? Yes? Statistically, again, if I follow statistics, the people who went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the second base Amigdash most often did not come out alive. Most often. Yeah? The longest Kohen Gadol in history by Shani was Shimon HaTzadik, and he took it. Besides him, nobody ever reached that long, and many of them never came out the first time they went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He says, for 200 years of Bayis Sheni, no Kohen Gadol came out alive from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So then the Ben Gaimel, or the Frekta. Sakon? Another side of the sense. What about Yitzchak Avinu? Yitzchak Avinu after the Akedah. The Ben Gaimel? After the Akedah, when his life was spared? Yes or no? This is the Shaila. The Kisa in his dream, is that the Lezer Malchum has this Shaila in the dream. It's being asked.
Mm-hmm.
How frustrating. He woke up without the answer. He woke up the question before the answer was given. So, what should he do? So he sends a Shaila to the Chiddush's father, and the Chiddush's father answered not the Ben Goimel in these cases, and he said that the Kohen Gadol did not Ben Goimel, and Yitzchak Avinu did not Ben Goimel. Why? Dr. Azim, may oilom lo tiknu hachamim avorech ha-goimel, el adafka al tzora abor lo odem bal korchoi v'shaloi midatoi, something sprung upon him, and also in that, so it's chayiv l'avorech. What's the chat? So first of all, let's first take the Kohen Gadol and Yitzchak Avinu. He says, they made a tzayin about tzayin, we're ready to give their lives. They made the full decision. They had their eyes wide open, and they decided to give their lives up. So there's no goimel on that. Zokt the Minchas Yitzchak, who forced you to go take a plane ride? You decided to take a plane ride. You decided to take a plane ride and you decided to put yourself in danger? No bracha v'agoymol for you. Azoy zokt the Minchas Yitzchak. You can't have Minchas v'agoymol if you decided to do it.
Well, there's a sense smart, and then they say if you do this mitzvah, if you
Do this, we're going to, you know, do this, or something, and they call you. Second place, you say, okay, I'm going to do it. That's it. There's no going. Second place, second place, for the war. He shouts to, again, there is a hechrich over there. It's not a decision, there's a hechrich. First, it goes to war, either he was drafted and it wasn't up to him and his command was called him, and if not, he felt like he needs to save the country, whatever it is, but that's the Morgan Avrom, they still to Morgan Avrom, which is going to bring us into another interesting chime. Morgan Avrom brings him around Mintz, who says that a cotton never benches going. This is something that, again, let's pay attention to that. Cotton never benches going. Why, he says? He says, because the brocha, the matveh ha-brocha is, ha-goymel le-chayovim toivim. Chayovim is somebody who is a bar ancient, and a bar chiyuvim. A child is not chayovim. And therefore, he can't make the bracha. Right? Elamai, what's he going to do? He's going to make the bracha without chayovim. Hagoyim ul toivos. There's no such bracha. Chayovim ul chayovim toivos. And he's not chayovim, so he can't make the bracha. Shtel tzu de Minchas Yitzchak, he says, who adim? According to the father of the Chiddush. He says, pshat is, as I normally say, you know what I'm saying, pshat is, the person is sending you a message. There's a wake-up call going on over here. So to a kid, there's no wake-up call, he says. But he's also no wake-up call. He says, when you make your own decision, you want to jump into the Muslim house of the Zakona. And since you chose the Muslim Zakona, therefore, you can't manage Grahamo. So he goes to a chat. It's only a hacker. He says, you can't go from one place to the other. I was going to be a plane. I'd get a car to take you home and better stuff. Zakona, I'm going to get this through. Like I said, listen, it's a shame to stickle, it's right, whether this was a stilt or a halayim, not a shame. But I'll tell you what I'm saying. By the way, if we're really talking about a coffin, and Shem Zalman hasn't defined to that, Shem Zalman says, let's say that coffin, Dafka does want to make a bracha, or his father wants a Dafka to make a bracha, then too bad. Grimble Kemen is mentioned. So he says, his Eitze is, he's a very similar bracha to Grimble. Grimble has told him to tell him, he says, let him say, easy way to do it is to take the omen. If you have a minyan there at that time, and 10 people answer omen, and that's his gemel. You can't bench for a child, there's no gemel for a child. Back to the Minchas Yitzchak, he says the bells in love held not to bench gemel on a plane, only in Yamim and the borders, we were forced to do it, that no brayden, no, no. But it depends on how much every case was a hechrich. If it was a hechrich, then you could say, it's chayovim here, and you have to bench them. But otherwise, chemist is stuck. When I figure that, okay, we went through a bunch of Gedele Yisrael, who hold that there's no gemel on airplanes. Want to get? See, there are people who zikha have that meaning, ad etzim hayoyim hazeh. From Bas Wagon, Kiyadua. Who's the one who just told me? Are you the one who told me?
Okay.
Yeah, that's Chaim Shtein. But not to bench gemel on airplanes. Oh. No fairness. Yeah. Sometimes somebody's Rosh Hashiva. Somebody told me that Rosh Hashiva thing was like, you shouldn't bench Grimel. You put them like you fall from the moon. It's not a good effect to shit at all. But you know, Rosh Hashiva is yes to bench Grimel. Now, what's the pshat? So, as was mentioned here before, Yerzei Hayom, state of Beferish in Shulchan Aruch, as we came out from the Shulchan Aruch, the Yerzei Hayom always are going to bench Goymo, and therefore, this is what one of the poshet ways was to get to the Mechayim of Goymo on a flame, is that it has the din of Yerzei Hayom. Helpless Yankir brings the raya from a Gemara, Gemara in Chagiga and in Yevamos, the same Gemara. Person should not take mechatos, evechatos, these different ingredients for the paradum. And you shouldn't bring it over on a boat. You can't stand on one side and throw it over the water either. The cold sphere of my left is by Avir. He says every boat is in the Avir. That's what Dr. Ashi. The gold of Avir is cool. Therefore, well, if you're not on the ground of the Karka Hayam, that's called Avir. Therefore, it's Oyla Adler Rakia. Gold of Avir is cool. Rashi in Yavamos also says, Hayu Nami Dumi the Sphino, Shapurichim by Avir Apnei Amar. So this is what they tell you to say, that flying over the water is the same thing as going over the water on a boat. And therefore, that's called Yerdei Ayom. Maybe let us present that Yerdei Ayom doesn't have any conditions under which it's considered a sakona, but in every condition it's considered a sakona. So in Mele, even though it will say, let's say, that there's no sakona kishel atzmo in flying on a plane, but Yerdei Ayom, up in the Haggadah, even without a sakona, it's one of the four. A plane, which is also called Yerdei Ayom, has the same halacha. All the vos must pay attention. So, if this is the makor, if the pshat is because of Yerdei Ayom, come to chayis that the only goyim will be dafkin in a case where the talk is talking about Yerdei Ayom, and therefore it's only going to be if one is in a plane over the ocean. But if one is in a plane out over the ocean, he's coming according to this sheet over here. Now, what about a tunnel? What if you go in a tunnel? It sounds funny to most people in Shaila Chal. What if you go in a tunnel? You have to go in Shgremel because you're the Ayom. You still too. There's room Rakia and there's room till the bottom. Now, Bozman has a tshuva on this. Tshuva Shevet Alevi. And he says it's called Hilchei Yabosha because it's Yabosha. And he goes, we call it Ayonim. He says it has no part at all. What's going on in the Yama? Could have been, what should have been. It's not at all part of the Shaila, and therefore, going through the Yam, quote unquote, so to speak, is not called going through the Yam. In this case, and maybe after Mincha, we'll continue with the Shaila.